hate tears in heaven. But it's sad that his baby died. And we fought about John Lennon until I cried. And then it's not a cool theme, and there's something I'm supposed to say, but can't for the life of me remember what it is. And if I could give you the moon, I would give.
Washes out, it's hanging out, and all I have is nothing, nothing to do, nothing to say. I think I must be dreaming. The sun comes up and I'm all washed out. Is this what Dina was talking about? I don't think I will ever return again.
Hello everyone, this is Garden Hour and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Hi, I'm DJ Sour Apple. I'm back for my fifth week. I'm like really discombobulated because I'm like running late. So I'm just gonna like skip a song and I'm gonna start off with the song called Half the Day is the Night by Gabor Szabo. I don't know. Okay, here we go. Oh God.
Thank you.
against you and your reasons. Out of hand and out of season, out of love and out of feeling. So bad. When I kill you, I will. Words defy the blitz. When I kill you.
the embers of a fire. There must be allowed to die. The bed of coal, it must run cold and die. But your body, it brings life. From a god, made from a god, let your whispered word be divine. If vultures can be so birds, let it die. Leaning on the everlasting side. Birds, let it die. Leaning on the everlasting side. La 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 la
Okay, everyone, that was Happiness is Easy by Talk Talk. I really like that song. The lead singer's voice is kind of, I don't know, it's a bit like odd. I don't know, guys. But PSA time, events.tufts.edu PSA. Do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, lunch talks? Many of them are completely free and open to the general public. So you should check out the website events.tufts.edu, your one-stop guide on so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio. I always hate doing PSAs because I've always struggled with reading out loud because, like, literally since I've known how to read, as soon as I start reading out loud, I'm like, how are you doing that? And then I start getting in my head and then I stutter. I don't think I've ever read something out loud and not stuttered in my life, so that's... it's whatever. I'm going to talk about some, like, media or, and, like, other things I've been listening to or consuming or thinking about recently. I meant to talk about last week, I watched the movie Killers of the Flower Moon, that like Martin Scorsese movie, and I usually am able to like if you put anything in front of me, I usually will like it, especially movies, because I don't know what makes a good movie. But it was kind of, I know that the point of it was to be like uncomfortable because it was about like white people invading and literally killing so many indigenous people in Oklahoma for money, and I'm like, okay, like I knew it was going to be disturbing, but I was really disturbed by the audience because I think I was the only non-white person in the theater, and there were so many moments where the audience was laughing and like really laughing, and I understand that there are moments where the movie was supposed to be like funny or clever, but it was like really uncomfortable because I'm like, guys, this is about you. I don't know why you're cackling about a joke that wasn't even that funny after like a gruesome scene of someone getting murdered. I'm like, you guys are just done. I'm like, what? It's just really weird. But other than that, I haven't watched any other movies. I want to see Priscilla. And I want to see the new movie, Saltburn. Both of them do have Jacob Elordi, which that definitely does add to, like, me wanting to see them. But I think I'll watch Saltburn in the Somerville Theater, like, over the next couple days before break. And I'm going home. I'm excited to go back to Nashville. I'm manifesting seeing Lana Del Rey because she's always just lingering around in Nashville for some reason, and there's this girl who I really don't like from back home, and she posted on Instagram this summer and was like, oh my god, I just ran into Lana Del Rey, which like really struck a nerve with me, so I need to run into Lana Del Rey soon, like within the next 7 days. I also want to see the new Hunger Games movie. I don't even know what it's called. I never read the Hunger Games books, but when I was younger, they did traumatize me because I was 100% convinced that within the span of me being, what is it, like 12 to 18, that like somehow the Hunger Games was going to happen. And I was like, oh, like I'm going to get picked and then I'm going to die on TV. And every time I watch The Hunger Games or like think about it, I still get like unsettled by that because I'm like, I was so scared. But yeah. What else? Some things that I want. I saw this picture of these Nike like split-toed tennis shoes. They were like tabbies, but they were sneakers. And I'm not even a shoe person at all. Like, I have, like, 3 pairs of shoes. And for some reason, I'm like, I need those. So I'm going to see if I can get that done, even though I have, like, no money. Yeah, like, in terms of music, I've been listening to a lot of the same stuff. But I've been listening to a lot of Drake, but I can't play that because of all of the, like, cuss words. I don't know, like Drake. Oh, I'm super excited for Spotify Wrapped to come out. I think it should come out within like the next 10 days. And I don't even know. I think I have a general idea of what my top artists will be, but I have no idea what the songs are, and I'm quite scared. But it's fun. I love it to like get them every year because I have my like Spotify Wrapped from every year since 2016. I don't know, what is that math? Like, oh my god, I literally, that's like, it's gonna be like 7 years of data. So I'm excited to like see the evolution of that. Okay, next I'm playing Mercy Mercy Me by Marvin Gaye. I hope you enjoy.
Mm-hmm. skies low. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east.
Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are lives. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand that?
Didn't wanna have to do it. Didn't wanna have to break your heart. Didn't wanna have to do it. I tried to stop it from the very start, but you kept on trying, and I knew you'd end up crying, and I knew I didn't. Didn't wanna have to do it. Didn't wanna have to be the one to say it. Didn't wanna have to do it. I kept a hoping something would delay it again, again, again. But then, no. Was it time that I thought that we could fly and never, never fall? Why should we suppose we were really never meant to be close to each other at all, at all, at all? Didn't want to have to do it. Didn't want to have to be the one to say it. Didn't want to have to do it. Kept a hoping something would delay it again, again, again. But then, no, I didn't want to. didn't wanna have to be it. Didn't wanna have to be the one to say it. Didn't wanna have to do it. Kept a hope that something would delay it again, again, again. But then, no.
Do you curse where you come from? Do you swear in the night? Would it mean much to you if I treat you right? Do you like what you're doing? Would you do it some more? Or will you stop once and wonder what you're doing it for? Hey, slow Jane, makes sense. Slow, slow Jane, cross the fence. Do you feel like a remnant of something that's past? Do you find things are moving just a little too fast? Or do you hope to find new ways of quenching your thirst? Do you hope to find new ways of doing better than your worst? Hey, slow Jane, let me prove. Slow, slow Jane, we're on the move. Do it for sure that you'd do the same for me one day. So try to be true, even if it's only in your hazy tell if you're moving with no mirror to see. If you're just riding a new mind, it looks a little like me. Is it all so confusing? Is it hard to believe? When the winter is coming, can you sign up and leave? Hey, slow Jane, clear your eye. Slow, slow Jane, fly on by.
Okay, guys, that was Hazy Jane 1 by Nick Drake. Something about Nick Drake, like, makes me so sad, because I don't think that he became popular or like celebrated until after he died, and he died by like overdosing or something. So I'm just, this makes me so sad because his music is so beautiful, and that's my favorite song by him. I'm gonna finish off with one of my favorite songs. I have like, someone like ruined this song for me slightly, but I started listening to it again recently and I'm just like, who cares? Like, it's just so good. It's called My One and Only Love by It's called My One and Only Love Live with a Joshua Redman Quartet. It's not his song, but I guess it's like a popular like jazz ballad that like people do. It's so good. And I'm just gonna play it. I'll be back in like 5 minutes to say like all that stuff, but here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone, this is Garden Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be back in 2 weeks on December 4th, and then I'll have one show after that on December 18th, so I hope you come back and join. I'm going to finish off the song. Once again, it's My One and Only Love, live, Joshua Redman Quartet. I hope you enjoy. Enjoy your break.